recently in the news.
A girl down in Texas suffered internal injuries while riding a water slide in a water park. Now, I'm in Orlando, Florida, so someone getting hurt on a ride is something that happens several times a year here. And if you're lucky, it'll be fatal, because if it's not, you might get treated at Celebration Hospital. As in, wow, you broke that fucker in four places. Celebrate good times, come on! But how in the hell do you get injured on a water slide? What, was she vacationing from Alabama, and her white trash husband was on the ride right behind her, punching her in the kidneys all the way down? Nope. She just didn't read the rules. The rule for this ride is,
you have to keep your legs crossed while riding the ride.
Now, if you need a visual, think about this. Water slide, girl with internal injuries.
Keep your legs crossed.
Hey, wait a minute. Women have a hole down there. So there's yet another reason that I rejoice that I'm a guy. Because while I might ride this thing and take a few slaps of nuts and maybe get some dents along the inner thighs, this girl got
douched.
Thank God it wasn't that time of the month, huh? That Tampax would have gone off like a driver's side airbag. But seriously, how'd this flaw not get spotted in testing? What, none of the engineers designing this thing had the stones to run to the boss's office?
Hey boss, the men all love this ride, but every woman going down is screaming bloody fucking murder, and their pussies are going...
But you know, now that it's built, it's good old-fashioned marketing to the rescue. Yes, the people that can sell you edible underwear and glow-in-the-dark condoms can make this a premier attraction, because it's no longer just a ride, it's the
ultimate feminine hygiene experience.
Just take a page from our buddies at Busch Gardens. They have a roller coaster called Gwazi that comes in two flavors, lion and tiger. And I don't use the word flavor lightly, because now you can have two slides, side by side. On the right,
vinegar water to put the tang back in Poontang.
And on the left, for something light and fluffy for those everyday scrubbins,
powder fresh.
Can't you just hear the commercial?
And ladies, you'll come off the slide with those privates sparkling like a cheap cubic zirconium on a Sunday morning.
Just like Grandpa's nutsack when he teabagged the ball scrub at the local bowling alley.
Which is why, right?
But where would we be without good old-fashioned American marketing and ingenuity? But you know, the instant I hear a commercial advertising a water slide called the High Colonic, I'm going to spackle my ass cheeks shut. And this is Point T. Weasel at point.furryhost.com and bacho.com, reminding you that, you know, maybe caulk would work better.